Rick, well, let's talk numbers. What were the vet claim numbers in 2018?
Well, I'd like to start by saying thanks for inviting me. I think we had an amazing 2018. And just to give you a little recap, when I look back to 2013, we had about 1,000 visitors come through our office. In 2014, we bumped it up to 2,000. And in comparison, last year, we had 2,700 veterans and their survivors come through our office. I'm really excited about the traffic flow of veterans and their families coming through our office.
Certainly. And what do you attribute to that increase over the years?
Well, a couple of things. We have two part-time employees that are helping me in the office, Sarah and John. They do a tremendous job. Got to give them credit. The three veteran organizations here in town, VFW, DAV, American Legion, the Elks Lodge as well, they're always sending me clients, and we kind of cross-pollinate. Also, we're advertising on Facebook, and I'm looking to advertise on the radio, actually, as well.
Let's get a refresher on the appeals process and the Modernization Act from 2017. What's all happening there, and why do vets need to know about this?
Yeah, it's kind of an important thing, and I'll give you a little bit of background before we talk about the appeals. The appeal process before, when a veteran's claim was denied and they would do the appeal process, it would take up to 4 to 6 years before it potentially came in front of a judge to be adjudicated. And
wow.
Oftentimes, yeah, it could still be denied. So that's a little bit of the background. So in 2017, the president signed what's called the Veteran Appeal Improvement Modernization Act, basically to try to streamline the appeal process for what used to take many, many years. They're going to try to condense it down into about a 6-month period before you can get your appeal heard and action taken on it.
And is that in effect already, as far as that shortening of the time period?
Actually, yeah. There are some people that, starting last year, were able to opt in to what's called the RAMP, Rapid Appeals Management Program. And instead of going the traditional route, which took 4 to 6 years to adjudicate, they did opt into the RAMP program. The thing about the RAMP program is the veteran has to choose from one of three options.
What are those three options?
Well, with the vets that opt into the RAMP program, one of the three options is called a higher level review. And what that is, it's a VA employee, which is kind of weird because the people that denied your claim in the first place was the VA. But in the higher level review, it's going to be a senior level employee in the VA that's going to review your claim. Mm-hmm. And you're not allowed to submit new evidence. Basically, it's like a brand new look at what you and what the rater did on your claim. And it does have the potential to be overturned by the higher level review. There is a second level review. It's called the supplemental claim. Again, that one is also done by a VA employee. However, on the supplemental review, the veteran can supply new and material evidence to be considered, which was not considered earlier in the original claim. And then the last option for a veteran is to continue down the route of the appeals judge process. That I don't know how long it's going to take. I would imagine it will be faster to get in front of a judge if everybody now has the option of going into the two higher level reviews with VA employees. So there are those that'll much more will probably take that route, which will ease the load on the judges.
And looking forward to 2019, are there any changes that vets should prepare for?
Well, one thing I tell people is, and I'll put a plug for our Facebook page, Montezuma County Veteran Services. I put updates on there periodically, actually weekly, on what's happening with the VA. I publish news releases. So as far as federal benefits and what's going on with the feds, I put that on my Facebook. By the way, I get phone calls about the government shutdown.
Yes, I was going to ask you.
Yeah. Well, the VA, Defense Department, Social Security Administration, those agencies were all funded last year under the omnibus bill. So that was, we're already funded for 2019. That battle was solved last year. But as far as 2019, the only thing I would put on people's radar is in Grand Junction, there is going to be a new Western Regional Resource Center, one stop in Grand Junction. And they're scheduled to open around April will be the grand opening.
All right. And Bert, in about the last minute that we have here, you said there's something that we should be looking forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, the DAV Chapter 44 Outreach Center is working with the Dolores Rotary, and they're going to do a bingo night at the Dolores Community Center on the 26th of February. And part of the deal is the DAV goes in and assists and does a supper. Tickets are available at the DAV Outreach, and then the proceeds for the bingo go to the Rotary. But they work a deal with nonprofits where they return some of the money back to that organization that's helping. It's a good program. So come and have a good time. Have some. Usually there's all different kinds of stuff to eat, you know. So.
All right. Well, Bert Valencia from local VFW Post 5231 and Rick Torres, Montezuma County Veteran Service Officer. Rick and Bert, thanks for joining me for this month's Veterans
Affairs. Thanks for having us.